Citizen of the journal is sponsored by the Miller family, in memory of Henry Miller, Shema ben Pinchas, by Yelad Avram, former for Shlema Dasa Rachel Baschana Golda, and in memory of the holy Chayal who gave his life, Ephraim ben Shmuel, Hashem Yikom Demo. We are at the end of the Amidah. We've discussed the three steps back. We saw the beautiful insight that if you want peace in your life, Oseh Shalom Bim Ramav, the reason we take three steps back, we can only achieve peace if we make space and make room for others. The Menachem Tzion, Menachem Tzion Zak said, we turn to the left and to the right when taking those three steps back, in recognition also that religiously, politically, there are people who are not oriented exactly the way we are, to the left and to the right. Almost everyone has someone to the left and right of them. Some are the extreme left and some are the extreme right. But almost everyone has someone to the left and right of them. And Oseh Shalom Bim Ramav, if we want peace, then you've got to take a step back and lean in each, bow in each direction. The Torah writes in Siman Kuf Chav Gimel that when we take our three steps back, we don't immediately take three steps forward. We're not done, but we hold that position. Based on a Gemara in Yuma Daf Nun Gimel. Once we take a three steps back, that's where we're meant to stay. That's where we remain. The Gemara goes so far as to give a mashal. The Talmud Shenifta Mirabo, to a student who takes leave of his teacher, Shim Chozer Miyad, and if they come back immediately, Doma Lekelev Sheshav LKO. They're like a dog that returns immediately to the deposit that the dog left. Where the Sofa Ochiach Al Tchiloso, the fact that a person comes back immediately without reflection, without time, then in fact they weren't really taking leave. It wasn't done with all reverence and respect. And therefore we take our three steps back and we stay and we remain in that position. We hold that. How long do we hold it for? You take three steps back, you don't immediately take three steps forward. You're supposed to stay. So the Rishonim have a machlokas. The Rif holds until the Shliach Tzibor begins Chazaras Hashatz. So you take three steps back, and until the Shliach Tzibor starts, you take your three steps back, and then as soon as they start, you can take three steps forward. Then you're done holding the position. The Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam says you remain that way until Kedusha. And only with Kedusha does one take three steps forward and now maintain their feet together for Kedusha. And that, in fact, is how the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Siman Kuf Chav Gimel, Siv Beis, that we hold our position once they take three steps back until Kedusha. Only with Kedusha do we take three steps forward, and only when the Shliach Tzibor starts the Kedusha out loud. And notice when Rav Shechter was here last Shabbos, two Shabboses ago, I mean, I've seen it many times, but I was reminded. You'll notice most people take three steps back as the Shliach Tzibor is getting towards Kedusha. V'neman. You really start to get three steps back. He waits until Mechayim Esin is complete and already Kedusha is being recited. That's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to record. And the Ramah adds that, what about the Shliach Tzibor? How long does the Shliach Tzibor remain three steps back for? The Ramah writes, HaShliach Tzibor Yamad Kedei Hiloch Dalet Amos Kodno Shiach Shlo Mekomos Pal Bekoram, based on the Tshuvas HaRashba, that the Shliach Tzibor himself should wait the amount of time it takes to walk four Amos. Four Amos is 6 feet. Doesn't take long. It depends who, what age, what stage, and how healthy, but shouldn't take long to walk 6 feet. So the Shliach Tzibor doesn't wait long, but does wait a little bit too, takes the three steps back and then waits to begin. Similarly, a Yachid, somebody who's davening alone, who's not going to take the three steps back, the signal will not be Kedusha or the beginning of the Amidah. How long does the Yachid, the individual, stay that way? The same amount of time that it would take to get to Kedusha. The amount of time it would take for a Shliach Tzibor to begin. That's what the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Bach says as well. Whether you're davening alone or you're davening together with a tzibur, the amount of time to wait and remain before taking three steps forward is the amount of time it would have taken to arrive at to get to Kedusha. The Taz says, why is it that if you walk back immediately, the Gemara gave a mashal, the Gemara said, like a dog that returns al KO. So he says, because a person who bounces back immediately, so that which they davened, they weren't satisfied. So they came back right away because they don't believe they'll be answered. They didn't give it their all. They're not satisfied by the way they left it. So they're mevaze est filoso, says the Taz. Such an individual is either ashamed of their davening or doesn't believe that their davening will carry, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu will answer favorably, and therefore a person remains for a little bit before returning. The truth is that amount of time, either till Kedusha or Kedei Hiloch Dalet Amos, the amount of time of walking 6 feet, is very little relative to what the Hasidim HaRishonim used to do. Gemara records in Brachos Daf Lamed Beis that Hasidim HaRishonim, the Mishnah records, Hasidim HaRishonim doesn't mean the early pioneers of the Hasidic movement. It means in the time of Chazal, there were those who identified themselves as Hasidim, particularly pious and virtuous and righteous, of going above and beyond. So they didn't spend the minimal amount of time in davening. They weren't rushing and running and trying to get out of davening. The Mishnah says they were shown sha'achas. They would dwell and meditate. They would reflect for an hour before the Amida. And then afterwards, they were shown sha'achas after the Amida. The Amida took an hour before, an hour of the Amida, and an hour afterwards. 3 hours, shacharis, 3 hours, mincha. That's a good part of the day. So they still got other things done too. So we understand, many of the Mefarshim wonder, to spend time before davening, person has to orient themselves and calibrate themselves and focus themselves and eliminate all the distractions. It's very hard. That was long before technology. But to have an audience with the Almighty and to be able to make our agenda, what do I need to talk about? What do I want to be grateful for? What do I need to ask help in? It takes an hour to center yourself. You can't run in from davening while still on a phone call, while taking your 3 steps forward, and then think you're going to have a meaningful rendezvous with the Ribono Shel Olam. It takes time. You have to prepare. And today, many Mefarshim point out, that's our Psukei Dezimra. Our Psukei Dezimra, in theory, should take an hour. Psukei Dezimra, Birchas Kriya Shema and Shema, that's the hour before the Amida, a literal hour or a metaphoric hour. The hour of the Amida means whatever proper amount of time to reflect. Why an hour afterwards? You're done. You're finished. You're not eliminating distractions. You've done your best effort. You delivered your best fila. Why did they spend an hour afterwards? So I saw in the name of Isaac Sher, I saw in the name of the Lev Eliyahu, the Altar of Kelm, they give the same answer. And they basically explain that davening should be transformational. If a person had a meaningful rendezvous with Ribono Shel Olam, if a person spent time in inner conversation with himself and in trying to calibrate and prioritize what matters most, what they're asking for, to remember with a sense of shevach who we are as opposed to the Ribono Shel Olam, in great praise of him, we walk away from tefillah, we take those 3 steps back, we're transformed, we're changed. We're not the same people we were when we took the 3 steps forward. That conversation itself should leave us entirely different. So if something was transformational, you don't run away from it. You don't leave it as quickly as possible. You have to dwell on it a little bit. You have to make sure it sticks. You have to absorb it. You have to receive it. You have to be changed and transformed by it. And so the evidence of the type of tefillah we have is how much we're able to connect with it after the fact, how much we can connect with it, meditate on it, reflect on it afterwards. That's our Tachanun and Ashrei, Uval Tzion, Aleinu, and so on, is similarly, physically, somebody who works out, you got to stretch and loosen up before you work out. You have a high-intensity workout, but you also can't go from the high-intensity workout to being still. You have to come off the workout. So tefillah is the spiritual workout that we build up, we experience it, and then we come down from it, and that's what we do. We condense it. Instead of an hour after tefillah, it's the amount of time it takes to walk 6 feet. It's a few seconds after tefillah, but that time is meant, while we're waiting until Kedusha, to think about our tefillah. What did we get right? What could have been better? What did we ask for? How do we feel from it? Do we feel connected? And how will that, we take that with us, how will that carry us into the day?